want to talk about, you can go ahead and start dialing right now. Again, that phone number is toll-free in the U.S. and in Canada. But first things first, we are joined by a linebacker for the New Orleans Saints. He is an all-pro. He is a Saints captain. He is the founder of Devoted Dreamers. He is the author of The Unsuccessful Champion, Finding True Victory in the Midst of Adversity. That's available right now. Proceeds from his Man of God mask sales are going to the families of George Floyd and Ahmaud Arbery. We are joined by DeMario Davis. DeMario, it's nice to have you on the program today. How are you and everybody around you as it relates to the events of the last week and a half, DeMario?
Thanks for having me on. I think we're living in a climatic, you know, time in our history. You know, a lot that is going on since our existence, and racism being in the fabric of our DNA is coming to the surface, and particularly as it pertains to the Black community. And there's a global outcry going on right now. There's millions of people in the streets protesting the treatment of Black people, not just here on American soil, but around the world. And, you know, I think it's a shame that we have to be dealing with this now, because this could have been addressed really before any of us were ever born, but it wasn't. And here we are now, and I think the most important thing is that we address it, that we deal with it. You know, so many systematic injustices, racism, all the way down to police brutality that are ultimately causing us the loss of a lot of Black lives. And we have to address that, and we have to fix that now.
DeMario Davis is joining us. Now, you've co-authored an op-ed piece with Steve Kerr, Greg Popovich, Anquan Boldin, and Andrew McCutcheon. There's a line in the piece which reads, quote, "When we watch people like George Floyd or Eric Garner get choked to death, it's hard to be filled with anything but the utmost despair," end quote. So how have you gone about not feeling that despair, or feeling it and then moving to a place of action?
That's a despair that has plagued the Black community for a long time. If you see a man on the ground that's being choked out with a police officer's knee in his neck, it wasn't a long time ago where people were publicly showing up to watch Black men be lynched and hung and, you know, be choked out in that form. And when you see that we're still connected to that history, it's like that's a problem that should have been eradicated a long time ago. And as hard as it is, we must press forward to find a solution. And I think we're living in a unique time because we have so many voices at the table, so many different ethnicities, not just the Black community and a few people from other communities, but just as many, if not more, people from different backgrounds and cultures standing beside African-Americans saying, hey, we're willing to listen. We want to know how we can help out, and we want to be a part of the solution. And that's when you see the global outcry on behalf of the Black community, which has definitely been needed for so long and definitely appreciated that it's here now.
We're talking to Saints linebacker DeMario Davis. DeMario, what was your reaction when you first heard the comments from Drew Brees yesterday?
You know, I think what was disheartening about it was that we had hoped that we would hear him elaborate more on the problem of racism, and particularly as it pertains to the Black community and police brutality. I have a ton of respect for him doing an about face and saying, hey, I messed up. What I said came across as insensitive. But I am, you know, wanting to listen and know how I can use my resources to help the cause. I am on the side with the people. And that's what's most important. Now, because of how the things transpired, you know, his actions will be watched closely, as all of our actions should be, because it's not just saying we want to change. It's the actions that's actually going to allow us to change. And that's what we need the black community has needed for a long time, as many allies as possible. And that's why it's so great to see so many different ethnic groups who have traditionally and people who have traditionally gotten it wrong and missed the cries before, who are saying, you know what, this time I'm not going to miss it. This time I'm all ears. This time I'm all in, and I want to be a part of the solution. And so it's been so many people who have missed the point initially that are coming to defense now, and that's what's most important. At the end of the day, we all have to be united in this. The community needs as many allies as possible, and that's where real change is really going to happen.
DeMario Davis is joining us. You know, there's a much bigger picture here, but just one quick follow on the team itself, because you have Malcolm Jenkins and Michael Thomas and other members of the team that were critical of those comments from Drew. Do you feel like there was damage done to the team and the locker room as a result? Does he have to work to do to make things right? Does he have work to do in that regard?
Well, I think, you know, all words are most importantly going to be marked by action. And one thing I know about Drew is he's a man of action more than words. But at the end of the day, there's going to be action that's required to bring about change. And you can only judge somebody based on their action, not by their first response, not by their second response, but ultimately what do they do? That's the most important thing. And all of our actions are going to be critical towards, you know, bringing about solutions. And so everybody will have to, you know, deal with their emotions individually. But at the end of the day, what matters is action and how we move forward as a country to address these issues of racism, systematic injustices, police brutality, and finding a solution, and not moving away from that topic, but working collectively to bring an end to these things.
We're talking to DeMario Davis of the Saints. Now, DeMario, you've been an advocate for police reform for a while now, and as part of this conversation, you've talked about qualified immunity. For those who do not know, what is qualified immunity, and how does that play a role in all of this?
Yeah, well, it's just understanding that a lot of times officers are allowed by law to operate and be protected for their misbehavior. It's, you know, pretty much saying, you know, they're not responsible for what, you know, happens in their line of duty or while they operate. And so that's how so much mischievous behavior can go unpunished. And so and a lot of that is in the laws, it's in the contracts that police unions have with city officials. And, you know, it's certain immunity that citizens do not have, you know, and so their rights are and privileges are higher than those that they are sworn to protect and serve. And so it's little things like that. Also, I believe in empowering the good police officers. I think there are a ton of good police officers. We need to empower them with the tools to be able to weed out the bad officers. Not letting the good officers' opinions be outweighed by that of the bad officers. I think we can go a long way in helping that, which will help us clean up departments, help us with the hiring and firing process. People who have incidents before they, you know, go and kill somebody, they have incidents involving racial disputes, or, you know, they're connected to a different racist organizations and whatnot. I think we do. Background checks and make sure we do away with the bad apples before they have something as drastic as murdering a man in front of the world.
We're talking to New Orleans Saints linebacker DeMario Davis for a few more moments. You know, when Colin Kaepernick was peacefully protesting, there were not that many white players who publicly supported him or understood the issues. What would you like to see from high-profile white players now?
I think what we're seeing, the reason why we have a global outcry right now is because so many players from both black and white and other ethnic groups have taken, you know, their platforms, the social platforms, and spoken out and encouraged, you know, their followers to do the same. I think, you know, as athletes, we have tremendous platforms. You know, you look at the pandemic, once some basketball players, you know, caught the disease and they shut it down. The rest of the world kind of followed suit. And so you realize how big that platform is. And here you have, you know, athletes who are raising awareness to what's going on in the black community that aren't necessarily a part of the black community. And that's been huge, raising that awareness, but also joining the fight, you know, being out on the front line, being in the streets, protesting and demanding change, finding ways they can get involved to go and present to legislation different ideas and solutions in the community is what's going to be most important. Action is what's most important. Everybody can say they want to be a part of the fight and they want to help with the black community, but it's going to be marked by action. That's the one thing that the black community is watching more than anything is the action of their peers.
So tomorrow, for instance, like obviously advocacy is extremely important to you. Taking action is extremely important to you. So what is your reaction when you hear people say that athletes should, quote, just stick to sports?
It's always been so much bigger than sports. Humanity comes before highlights, before you ever should get caught up in your career or different accomplishments. You are a human being first, and you should always, you know, care about humanity. And, you know, it's as simple as loving your neighbor. And when people are crying out, people are in pain, you know, black people being oppressed in this country, it's everyone's responsibility to hear that cry and do something to bring about solutions.
Let me finally ask you, for those who do not know your story, you write about this in The Unsuccessful Champion, finding true victory in the midst of adversity. You know, you made no secret of the fact that when you were younger, you were kind of focused on being the cool guy and doing what was cool and being a tough guy. When did you first get involved in advocacy work?
I think I had noticed it in my whole life. I didn't necessarily have any solution. But, you know, growing up in Mississippi and living in a more urban environment, and then, you know, going to school where, you know, me and my friends, we come from, you know, this poverty-stricken area, but then, you know, seeing at the same school people who live in the suburbs and just seeing that stark contrast, you know, I kind of grew up, you know, kind of knowing that there's kind of like a white side of America and a black side. You know, I went to school with it every day. And as I got older and got to college and, you know, gave my life to Christ and got discipled and, you know, started to educate myself and, you know, learn more about, you know, systems of injustice and all these different things, I always wanted to use my platform for good. You know, I was always admired people like, you know, Martin Luther King and Malcolm X and Tupac Shakur, people, Muhammad Ali, people who use their platform to speak out on behalf of the community. And I always wanted to do that. And when I came to the league, started my foundation, started what, you know, right away giving back to my community and trying to build bridges. And as that platform has grown, the injustices in America have become, you know, ever more prevalent. And it's been amazing to link with other players across the league and use our platforms collectively to bring about, you know, change nationwide.
He is the founder of Devoted Dreamers. He is the author of The Unsuccessful Champion, Finding True Victory in the Midst of Adversity. That's also available right now. Proceeds from his Man of God mask sales are going to the families of George Floyd and Ahmaud Arbery. He is an all-pro. He's a captain with the Saints and a linebacker there as well, DeMario Davis. DeMario, I appreciate the conversation very much. Thank you very much for making time for us today. Good luck.
Thanks, Jim. You take care.
You too. DeMario Davis. Stay safe. Take care. Very powerful conversation once again.